Charles, what is this all about, the traffic jam at Limestone Gap?
Traffic jam at Limestone Gap is sponsored by Senator Gene Stipe. It tells of the Texas road that went from Baxter Springs, Kansas, down to Fort Worth. It was the earliest road that took cattle north to the market, and it also took commerce south to Texas because there weren't any railroads at that particular time. More cattle went north on this road than all the other trails in Oklahoma combined, primarily because it was there for many years. It was a branch that took off once they got to Muskogee and went up kind of through Tulsa. As the railroad moved west in Kansas, these trails kind of followed the end of the trail. It was cheaper to take them that direction. And it's at what's called Limestone Gap. If you've ever been down Highway 69, north of Stringtown and south of Kiowa, you go through a rock formation that's called Gap. And that's where Reba McEntire went to grade school, by the way. But it's a very noticeable area. Later, the MK&T Railroad went down that same route. Now it's Highway 69 going down that same route through this same gap. And reading one of the journals of people who went through there, one of them was that when he got to the Limestone Creek, which goes through Gap, there was a bridge built there out of timber, and there was a Choctaw Indian sitting there charging a toll to cross that bridge. Well, this guy gave a half a bushel of oats to cross the bridge. We kidded Gene Stipe. This is his first toll road built in his district back in the 1850s.